Will you pray for me? Lord, may the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. He wanted to write her a love note. He wanted to tell her that the tiny little scar on her chin, the one she had gotten when she was 6 and fell down and hit her chin on the coffee table, he wanted to tell her that that scar was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen, and he thought about it night and day. He wanted to write her a love note. He wanted to tell her that the way she spoke made him wise, and the way she smelled made him dizzy, and the way she looked at him made him ready to die. He wanted to write her a lovely thing. He could have printed it in block letters or typed it up on his laptop, but he wanted it to be beautiful, as lovely as she was, as lovely as he felt. He wanted to write her a love note, and he wanted it to be beautiful writing, and so he wrote it out in script. Another scene in another place. The news was bad, the doctor said, and the disease was far along. But not as bad as it could have been, not as bad as it might have been, not so bad that they couldn't bring him back from the edge. In another time, the doctor said, there would have been nothing for it but to wait. In another place, the doctor said, death would have been his end right then. But we have the technology, she said. We have the knowledge, the power, and the medicine. We know what's good for what ails you, she said, and you will not die. Get this filled at the pharmacy, she said, and she handed him a script. Another scene in another place. Learn it as soon as you can, he said. Learn it as soon as you can. Know what to do and when. Know what to say and when. Know what you want the audience to feel and why. Learn it as soon as you can, he said. Rehearsals start next week. We open in 3 months. Learn it as soon as you can, he said. And he handed them the script. Another scene. In another place. It's the Palm Sunday scene. Now, some will tell you that Palm Sunday was an accident, unrehearsed, unplanned, spontaneous, and glorious. Some will tell you that Jesus just happened to find a colt whose owners just happened to let the two men take it, that Jesus just happened to come from the east to just the right city at just the right time. Some will tell you that when the people saw him coming, they just happened to start doing the same thing and shouting the same thing at exactly the same time. Some will tell you that. I will tell you no such thing. For there's only one way I can explain what happened, how there was a donkey right there waiting, just like the kings of old rode, just like they said the new king would ride, and why its owners would let those strangers take it. Only one way that I know to explain them riding in from the east, from the Mount of Olives, the place where Zechariah said God was going to show up and start the world over. And only one way to explain the cloaks on the ground and the branches from far away in the hands of the people. There's only one way that I can think of to explain all that, and it's this. Friends, Palm Sunday was no accident. Palm Sunday was a quotation. Palm Sunday was a quotation by a man who knew his scripture. Palm Sunday was Jesus reading out and living out and acting out the scripture for a world that needed to hear it. You see, Jesus knew that for the love note he wanted to write, block lettering wouldn't do. For the love note he wanted to write to a world God loves, only beautiful writing would do. Only script would do for his love note. Only scripture would do for his big quotation. You see, Jesus knew that the news about the world was not good, that the disease that we have is far along, and that without some help, death will be our end. But Jesus knew where there is power and medicine, something out there that is good for what ails us. And so on Palm Sunday, he filled the doctor's script. He quoted the scripture, and the world began to heal. You see, Jesus knew that all the world's a stage and all the world's an audience, and God is watching the show. Jesus knew that it's harder to ad-lib than to learn the blocking and the lines. Jesus knew that most of us are not very good at improvisation. And so he learned the script. And so he learned the scripture. What he wanted them to, when he wanted them to know about a reign of love and a reign of peace and a reign of mercy instead of a reign of terror, when he wanted them to know that God, not Caesar, God, not the clergy, God, not the institution, God, not the tradition, would rule the world, didn't he plan it to look just like the Bible said it would? When he wanted them to know that God was on her way and the realm of God was about to begin and death was not our end, that the world didn't have to go down to ruin, that the future could be better than the present, that even when things are at their worst, people can be at their best, didn't he quote the scripture with his body? Didn't he make a parade that was ragged and majestic, glorious, incongruous, uproarious, victorious? And wasn't it a vision of God just like was in the scriptures? And didn't the people know just what to do? Hadn't the people read the script as well? And when he came riding up, didn't they know just what to sing? The song of the pilgrims, the song of the Passover, the song of royal ascent, didn't they know just which psalm to quote? And didn't the powerful ones know it too? Didn't they know just what he was quoting, just what he was saying, just who he was saying it for and against? And wasn't that the beginning of his end? And wasn't that the beginning of our beginning? The holiest week ever begins right here, right now, with this parade, with this procession, with this quotation. The beginning of the end, the beginning of the beginning. Before it's over, we too will quote the scriptures with our bodies, with our preparations and with our plans, just like Jesus. Before it's over, we will remember the supper and turn out the lights and raise up the crosses and crucify God and be reborn, and our end will end and our beginning will begin. And we will be saved in the knowledge of the scriptures. And you, friends, you will go out into that world, into that street, into your work, into your home, and you will find there a world of hurt in need of a script in every sense of the word. A world that needs to hear all about God on a donkey, about hosannas and blessedness, about love notes and antidotes and stage directions, and it will be your job, with your words and your body and your whole selves, to make the quotation. Sisters and brothers, here's what John Geldert knows. Here's what Anna Marie Ross Shu knows. Here's what Jesus knew. Here's what all of us who have been reading the Gospels this Lent know. There are some truths that are too good, some love so big, some grace so wide, some sacrifice so deep, that block lettering just won't do. When it comes to God's love for us, we need beautiful writing. We need scripture. Here's what we know, that there are illnesses in the world that can bring us down to death. There is a sickness in the world that only God can heal, and the experts wanted us to know where we could get it, and so they wrote the scriptures. Here's what we know, that there is a great drama afoot, and you have a role to play and marks to hit and cues to give and lines that somebody is desperate for you to deliver. And God is the audience, hoping to be moved and delighted, which is why we have the scripture. Hosanna. Amen.